After upsetting the 49ers in a dramatic come-from-behind win in the 1990 NFC Championship game, the Giants would face an even greater challenge at Super Bowl 25 in Tampa as they prepared to battle Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills' high-octane K-gun offense.
The Bills game, I mean, they'd beaten the Raiders the week before like 52-3 and just had just walked through that season and just dominating defense, dominating offense. And we got, backup quarterback. We've got a running back who's the oldest starting running back in the league. You know, it was, we were the unlikely guys.
Defensive coordinator Bill Belichick would devise a game plan to slow down Buffalo's air assault. He told his players in order to win the game, Thurman Thomas would need to rush for close to 100 yards. This risky strategy met with some resistance from his star players.
Well, I think it was a collective brain fart as what the hell are you talking about? I think because we were a team that prided itself defensively on not giving up 100-yard rushers, not even giving up 100-yard games, but we are all in an uproar, and at that time we're thinking Bill is just conceding that Thurman is just this good of a football player that we won't be able to stop him. And then he reeled us back in and kind of gave us a method to the madness.
I think the running game was the least of our concerns in that game. And Thurman Thomas is a great back. We knew he was going to get some yards. But I didn't feel like we wanted to get into a game where they threw the ball 45 times. I mean, our base defense was cover two. And the theory in cover two is jam the outside receivers, get two safeties deep in the middle, and let them throw it inside. And are they going to catch them? Sure, but Pepper and Carl and Lawrence and those guys, that's what they live for. Good, you can catch for 4 or 5 yards, but you're going to pay the price. And that's the way we wanted to play and just try to make it a more physical game.
Despite slowing down the Bills' vaunted attack, the Giants still trailed 12-3 before Jeff Hostetler connected with Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker.
It was one of my favorite routes, a post corner or flag route. And once he came up in my face, I said, okay, all I have to do is beat him right here. And Hostetler made the best throw you ever could imagine.
Hostetler throws, touchdown, Stephen Baker. And that was a perfect throw. Let's watch the feet closely of Stephen Baker. He's in. That's easy. That's excellent work by Baker. That's a touchdown all the way.
And with momentum now in their favor, the Giants' offense would continue that physicality in the second half, dominating the time of possession with a Super Bowl drive for the ages.
I remember Ron Ahart come over and sit down next to me. He said, we're going to run you. I need you to give me all you got. We're going to just wear them down. So let's just go and ram the ball up there, giggy, you know. And that's what our plan was. You know, I'm trying to figure out how can I make you think about how to hit me. All game long, Kessel and I kept running to each other. And when I would collide with it, I would hear him go, oh. So I'm like, okay. So I figured if I could intimidate him thinking that I was going to really try to tear his head off, that he would think about how to tackle me.
And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
He looked like Muhammad Ali winding up, hopped in with that stiff arm.
In another signature play of the game, the drive would be kept alive with Mark Ingram's clutch reception on 3rd and 13.
He's got Ingram for maybe a first down. He'll try to the 20. Yes, he's got it. What effort.
To me, one of the most exciting plays in any Super Bowl was that play that Mark Ingram made to dodge literally all of Buffalo defensive players for, I think it was 15, 16 yards for a first down. And that just fires up, man. I mean, that just was one individual effort that totally turned the game around. And we knew that after what we did clockwise, we needed to make sure that we got a touchdown.
Giants on the 1.5-yard line. OJ, touchdown! The Giants take the lead 16-12.
But the Bills kept fighting, and they would put themselves in position for one shot at victory.
Oh, boy, hearts beat faster in Buffalo. High drama here in the Super Bowl. Here comes number 11, Scott Norwood. The Super Bowl will ride on the right foot of Norwood.
Snap, spot, in the air. It's got the distance, it is.
And then I heard guy jump and say, he missed. That's when all of us ran on the field, and it was just total joy.
Giants have
that victory in the Super Bowl was the culmination of a lot of hard work, and it was truly the fruits of your labor. And I think that was the embodiment of what Giants football was about.